Welcome, welcome, everybody who decided to show up. This is your host, Poetic, at the Whole E-Shift podcast. I'm glad to see you guys. Hope you guys are having a wonderful morning today so far. I am inviting a bunch of people before we get going. An announcement today to make. I have the daily card we have yet to pull. Still got the daily card for the day. Announcement, daily card. We might pull a card for a friend. We will see how this goes today. I'm not sure exactly how this will play out today, but we will see. I'm just getting a few people in here, so work with me, you guys. If you are here, welcome. I appreciate you for showing up today to the Whole E-Shift podcast. We are just going to get started in a moment. I have had a wonderful morning so far. I wake up every morning, you guys, and I... I wake up every morning and I do my list of appreciation. I do a gratitude list and affirmations. And I am now in this manifestation group, and it is a 30-day manifestation challenge type thing, and where you've got like kind of accountability, but you post under the day what you're doing for the day to create your future and to manifest what you want, right? So I did my extra little meditation with that, and it was good. Okay, let me turn it down. All right, there you go. So I did my extra little meditation, and it was quite awesome. So, let's see, I'm just trying to get some other music. So, yeah, I'm feeling really good. I had my vibration really high this morning. It still is. I feel the tingles all over, you know, in my hands and everything. I know that Melt is on, but we're going to wait a few minutes. I know there was a couple people that had wanted to come in, so we'll give a chance for people to come in. So, Donnie, how have your dreams been? I remember you telling me about your dreams the other day, and that you were, hi Draco, that you were really tripped out by your dream. And I was listening to something the other day where the person was saying, you know, people come up to me all the times, right, come up to me all the times and ask me, what does my dream mean? Well, he said it something like, well, that's your subconscious, that's your travels, you feel and can interpret better than somebody else can. So I wonder if you had a moment to just meditate on that dream, like what, I stole your phone and we've crashed it again. So that could be where you need to get out of technology and connect with Earth. So that's what I'm getting. Water, you need to get where there's water, because we are 70% water or more, and connect with the water and cleanse yourself, and you are, in a sense, shedding the one that you once were, right? So in essence, you are a changed man. That person that you are has kind of died, if you want to think of it in a sense. You are now somebody different. You have evolved, and you have shifted who you are. You're not who you were a week ago. You're not who you were a couple months ago, you know, let alone a year or two ago, or when you did have these girlfriends that are now the exes or whatever. So just know that you are consistently evolving, and we are shedding certain aspects of ourselves each day. The only constant in life is change. Okay? The only thing that is infinite is what doesn't change, but everything in life changes. So that spirit, that yearning is always going to be there. That's forever unchanging. Your soul, that connection to all, right? That's the forever unchanging. Everything in life changes and evolves. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense. We got four people in here. You guys share the show. I want to give an announcement. I'm going to send it to Milty. You guys go tell Milt Dog and he'll come over here. I know it. He's having a show right now. Let's see if I can find him. The real Milt Dog will send it. Eric. Okay. We'll send it to those people. And see if they decide to come over. So, is your dad still here? Or is he still alive? So, maybe you need to connect with your dad, and is there any issues, you guys, that may be unresolved, possibly? Well, maybe he has a message for you, and you guys need to connect and spend more time together. Does he fly? That's interesting. He can help free you from some ideas. Oh, we'll see. You guys need to connect and fly. Ask him what his love, why he decided to be a pilot. That's your next quest. That's your next conversation with him. Ask him, why did he decide to be a pilot? Find out what his motives are. What was calling to him? I bet you it was some sort of yearning, some sort of feeling he felt when he was flying. Exactly. Freedom up in the air. So go connect and let him show you. So I want to do the daily card. Anybody who has seen my decks can choose the deck. So you need to learn how to fly, Donnie. Thank you. Welcome, Bri. I seen my girl Cha-Cha come in. I appreciate you, Mama. Let's get this card reading, the daily card, going, okay? So tell me, you guys, what deck would you like the daily card from? I can do a number, like I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We can do it out of choice of 5 decks, or we can maybe, you know, if you know the specific name, then go ahead and call out the name. Whoever tells me a deck first gets to choose the card of the day deck. Three? I didn't even number them yet. You didn't tell me what we were doing. Okay, so let's see. Okay, we'll go with 3. It's the gateway. The gateway deck. We'll go with the gateway deck to pull our card of the day, you guys. We're going to do the card of the day. Welcome, J Baby. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast, you guys. It is Poetic here, your host, and we have the daily card to be pulled. We have an announcement, and we might do a one card reading for somebody, or if somebody decides they will need one today. So we'll shuffle the cards. Bands chose number 3 card deck. And I had looked at 2 before, so it was the next one that I looked at. It was Gateway, so that's, we're going to go through the Gateway. This deck is an Oracle card deck by Denise Lynn. It's 44 cards, and it's quite pretty. It's one of my newer decks. And spread or cut the deck, bands. All right, spread the deck. Run it out. The bird's squealing outside. I wonder what kind they get fed out there, so they start fighting really good. Alright, I got them spread out, and I'm just going to choose the card for the day. Ooh. Mending bridges. Healing rifts. I am a mender. So this card shows somebody looking like kind of ghostly into the past, but yet they're facing the forward as well. If that makes sense. The one aspect of them, like their spirit self, still has some ties to the past pain, some broken relationships, some things that you had to cut ties because it wasn't working for you, right? You had to break things off. And now you are at a point to where you're trying to heal and grow from this. Know that you are only here to heal yourself. You can assist and guide people how to heal themselves, but we can only really heal ourselves. Energy comes through our emotions, our feelings, our ties to past memories, our fear of what the future may hold, or our anxieties. So when we heal, we have to heal all of these things. Nobody can do that for us. We may be able to put a band-aid on things, but we aren't really going in and healing that wound unless we are truly doing some inside work, okay? So we are healing rifts and we are mending the bridges as we flow into the future, and we're letting go of all the negative things. Welcome, SemSense. I appreciate you being here. We're going to look what the book says about the Mending Bridges card, and we'll see what else comes. We have an announcement, and it was kind of announced yesterday in Nonsense Passwords Lounge. However, I'm going to wait to the end of this card to, again, let you guys know what we're doing today, okay? So, mending bridges, it means we need to heal the old wounds with respect to people and situations. Carefully do what you feel is necessary to make amends. You are a mender. Help others mend bridges in their lives. Again, that's reaffirming that we cannot heal anybody else. We can only heal ourselves. We may be able to guide other people. We may be able to give them tools and show them different ways to help alleviate some of the pain and the suffering that they are going through. However, we cannot heal them. They have to do the work, okay? The universe wants us to know that there are times to drop everything and just leave. Sometimes we have to get out of a toxic situation, right? Sometimes we have to let go of some of the feelings and the past connections we had, right? And just leave. There are also times when we have to come back and mend those wounds and mend the suffering. So this, I remember a time, so I'm going to get a little personal. So my grandma is an amazing person. However, we had a falling out when she left my step-grandpa for my grandpa. This was a few years ago, and it was a really tumultuous time, and it was quite intense for the whole family. There was some things that were said, and it wasn't, like, it was under a different... We thought something else was going on, and something completely different was going on, okay? So, it kind of took us off guard when the truth was revealed, if that makes sense. Hi, AC. So, when everything happened, we got into a tiff, and it was really, really intense, and it was needed. Like, we all were at high emotions and high feelings, and it was a stressful time for everybody involved. And then we didn't talk for a while. But about 6 months later, So me and my grandma, she's like my other parent now. This is an intense situation, you know, not talking to her. So 6 months later, I was at this little event. It was a powwow that they have here at the place I live. And they did, I was sitting there with my kid. Well, it's actually my ex and the kids. We were sitting there and I see my grandma and my grandpa walk by. And I hesitate because they don't see me. But I see them and I know, and just like something called to me, just say it, just say something. And so I called her out, Granny, and we didn't really talk about everything and mend those bridges at that point. We did that later. However, just that one little step was just dissipating that crazy, crazy chaotic energy that had brought a rise to the rift in the relationship, right? So that was mending that bridge. That was connecting. That was dissipating that energy so that we could at least have a way to resolve the situation. So there are always times where we have to mend bridges with people, with situations, and with places. Sometimes places hold memories, right? You have to get that courage sometimes, right? Sometimes we have to have memories that are tied with certain places and certain people and certain situations. And when we're brought back to that place or that situation or a similar situation, we react, and we have to mend those bridges within ourselves and with other people and with the situations. And so we are better able to respond. So we can forgive and not hold on to that anger and frustration, because it only dwells inside. It only is buried inside, and it will manifest in some sort of illness, in some sort of mental or emotional frustration or chaos. So we have to heal that. We have to transform the inner grievance. We have to transform that energy, not just stuff it, okay? The book says, do it now, for you no longer need to carry it with you. Perhaps there is a person from your past you need to reconnect. You know what you need to do, so please take action now. We all know life is way too short. With these times, with the things that have happened, with everything going on, life is way too short to hold on to the past bullshit. We have to look forward to the future. And yeah, it's hard to forgive people and their bullshit, but remember that we, again, are not the same people we were last week or last month or 2 months ago, right? We have evolved and we have changed. So they have too. They have. It may not be for the better. You go and talk to them and it may not have been for the better, but just know for your peace of mind that you have taken that step, okay? Questions to ask. If there is an area of my life that needed mending, what might it be? What is the first step I need to take towards resolving the rift I have with somebody? And could this card represent something within? Is there something we're dealing with within that we need to mend so that we can fully be our truest and most joyous self? Okay, so mending bridges, you guys. We have to love ourselves enough to let go of the bullshit and look to the future and heal ourselves so we can actually enjoy what we have in the future, right? Okay, so anybody here not know what the announcement I was going to make today is? Just curious. Who's still here? I can't see who's here because, you know, we're on the phone still, but just curious. Who's still here and who would like to know about the announcement? Okay, J-Baby has not heard about the announcement. Some Sense, I believe, has heard about it. I'm not sure if she's still here. Okay, well, I'm working on the post for all my social media. However, if you choose to go to the website, wholeeshift.com, I will put it in the chat for you. Whole, which is W-H-O-L-E, E, shift, wholeeshift.com, wholeeshift.com, you will see a pop-up, and give it a moment on the phone. It has a little delay. I'm not sure why. Have a wonderful contest going on right now. If you would like to enter to win a reading with me, this will be a full 30-minute reading valued at the price of $35. So you're getting a free reading if you decide to join the contest. So what do you have to do to join the contest? It's not too hard. There's only a couple things that you need to do in order to enter the contest. If you have joined the website, you will see all you have to do is follow my Instagram page. You have to follow the Twitter. I then would like you to go to Facebook and follow my page as well as the group. And once you get into the group, just post your own little post, enter contest, okay? So I will look at all these entries on the group, and I will confirm if you have liked my Instagram, my Twitter, and the page on Facebook, okay? And then from there, I will then take a piece of paper, whatever. I'm going to do like little cards or whatever and put them in a bowl, and we're going to do a drawing on August 20th. Well, the contest ends on August 20th. Let's look at the date of August 20th. That is a Thursday, so that day I may be working. We may wait to do the drawing till the 21st or 22nd. We're not sure. We're going to see how it goes. So, now give me a moment. So, if you, by the 20th, you need to have this in place. And then I'll collect everything and go through all the stuff and make sure. And we will do the drawing by the 21st or 22nd, okay? Now, there's a couple little disclaimers at the bottom of the page. It says, if you would like to enter the contest and you do not have one of these social media accounts, just email me and let me know. So if you have a Facebook and everything, but you don't have an Instagram, just DM me, message me, email me at holyshift@gmail.com, and I will confirm that you are on the Twitter and the other ones, and we will get you into the contest. So you don't have to start any specific social media in order to enter the contest. Also, this is only one entry per person unless you get me a referral friend to enter the contest as well. So that would have them follow my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook. Again, if they don't have one of those social medias, please email me and let me know. And I will let them, you know, I will confirm that that's okay, and we will get their name in the hat, and you will have a second entry into the contest. So now, one entry per person, unless you get a referral, then you will get two entries into the hat for the reading that will be drawn for on the 21st or 22nd of August, okay? So we have a contest for a reading, a 30-minute full reading valued at $35, and we will give that away. If you know anybody that is interested in a reading, please have them go to wholeeshift.com. The pop-up will come up there, and it'll let them know that it will let them know where to go. It will have all the links in order to just click there. They don't have to know my handles on any of the pages. They can just click the links, follow, join, and click enter contest. Now, if you don't have a Facebook, that's fine as well. You can just email at wholeeshift@gmail.com and say, please let me enter the contest. I only have this email and I really want to, and I'll spread the word. I don't even care if you spread the word, but just get a hold of me and let me know you want to enter the contest, and we will get you in the contest somehow. I just want to get the word out there. This is just to get people to know who I am to help spread the word and to bring people, if they would like to get readings, if they are interested in any of the spiritual woo-woo stuff that I talk about. And yeah, welcome, Mel. I appreciate everybody who has came in this morning. Is there anyone who would like a quick one card reading? So Mel, I'm just going to confirm. I'm going to go over. We pulled the Mending Bridges card today. I heal rifts. I am a mender. We are healing the past pain and frustration, anxiety, the stress, the fear we have now for the future. We're mending all the bridges with people, situations, and locations, and we're growing and moving forward and transforming that energy, because energy never dies and only transforms, right? I then told everybody you can win a reading. You can go to my website at wholeshift.com, wholeshift.com, to enter the reading. Follow my Instagram, my Twitter, Facebook page and group, and enter contest post on the group. If you do not have any one of these social media accounts, again, please email me at either wholeshift.com has a place to contact me, or you can email me at, again, wholeshift@gmail.com. If you refer somebody, you can get an extra entry into the contest. And if nobody would like a reading, we can end the show. Nobody? All right, you know what, though? The live has 7 people, and total of 14 engagements, I guess? I'm not sure, but I feel like I like that. It's pretty cool that it's like, you know, 7 times 7, or 7 plus 7 is 14. Pretty cool. I know. I'm weird with my numbers, you guys. I appreciate you, J-Baby. I love you. I thank you guys for joining me today. We may go on later. I'm not sure. I will be around and join other people's. I will definitely publish. Yes. Yes, Eric. I will definitely publish. I will be on everybody else supporting the Podbean family on Podbean. If you guys want to check out some amazing people on the podcast, check out Hear Me Out Fans, Nonsense Password at the Nonsense Password Lounge. We have AC. You can check Eric out at the Old Man's Podcast. He is frequently on Slightly Serious. And I have no idea. He's on a lot of podcasts, you guys. Eric is everywhere. He's on John DeVito. We have Special Character here. Yes, I forget everybody. There's so many people. So I did the announcement. Today we are Mending Bridges Nonsense, or Special Character. And I did my announcement. So anybody that wants to do the reading or win a reading, please enter the contest. If you have anybody that would be interested in a reading, have them enter the contest. And please know that I love you all. And we will do a longer one card reading show. I have another show in the works. Well, I'm trying to pull together the information for it. It's going to be more information on connecting with the heart and heart-brain coherence and the science behind that. So I'm doing some research, getting the exact studies that I can name and guide you guys to. And yeah, I appreciate you. I will see you at Ace's show. Ace Face will be here. Check out Jet Black Empowerment on all social media platforms. They are doing amazing work. The organization is growing each moment, every day, doing amazing things. I love you, Mel. I love you, Eric, Special, Some Sense, Band, Draco. I appreciate you being the very first one in here. If you're still here, know I love you. Donnie, again, keep a journal of your dreams, babe. You are getting downloads. Just remember that that's what that is. And you are the best interpreter of your dreams. Try to just meditate and listen to what they're saying. Cha-Cha, I love you and appreciate you being here. Jade Baby, again, for all the love and support. And Mel, I will see you guys soon. Have a wonderful, amazing Saturday. If you're interested in the woo-woo stuff and interested in the person that I have joined this 30-day manifestation challenge with, it's fun. There's a free one next month. Just connect with me and I'll let you know all about it. I love you all. I'll see you soon and have a wonderful weekend.